Good Monday morning to you. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing.
Good
on this
morning.
Monday morning. Hello, sir. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you.
Good.
It's a beautiful day in paradise.
Still hot. Everybody's just walking around going, it's hot. But we should expect this. It's always hot in August in this area.
Yeah, but it's a little warmer than usual, though.
You think? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
But with the thank God we have air conditioning. I was watching a news report yesterday, and they were talking about there were parts of the country that aren't used to having this hot weather, and they really don't have the air conditioning like we do. And I thought, oh, I am glad I live in Florida, because you can't go anywhere in Florida that's not, the AC's not on.
Yeah.
So you're
yeah.
pretty lucky.
I lived in Omaha, Nebraska for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of years there where it really, really got hot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had to close the schools because there was no air conditioning in the schools.
Oh,
you just
gosh.
Didn't need air conditioning
right.
most of the time.
Well, yeah, I can imagine that.
Yeah. Just they were out of school for the summer. And, of course, by the time you get into late August, it cooled down substantially in Omaha, but not for a couple of years.
Okay. Well, that's I'm glad we have AC here. That's all I can say about that.
Well, the kids are disappointed. They'd like
yeah, wouldn't that be nice? I know, right?
Don't come to school today. There's no air conditioning.
But they do get the little tropical storm days off, right? When it looks like maybe we might get something every once in a while, they get that free day
yeah,
off.
Yeah, but those mean school board people make up the day.
They're terrible, aren't
they? So you don't really get a day off. You just defer it.
I gotcha. Well, I'll tell you who got a day off this week. And I was kind of surprised. I was very much watching the weather and watching the news. Hawaii got hit by a big hurricane. Direct
yeah.
hit. And it's been many, many years
yes.
since that's happened. The Big Island got hit hard.
Mm.
Lala was the name of the hurricane. But here was a report, and I haven't been able to confirm it yet, but I've heard a couple of news stories that really, I thought, what? Apparently, the weather was so volatile that they had 150-mile-an-hour winds. Mauna Kea is the big volcano on the Big Island.
Yes.
And that they had a hailstorm on the top of Mauna Kea while it was pouring down rain, mm-hmm. you know, in the bottom part of the island.
They also
the
had a big hailstorm in Denver.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah. I did see that. That was crazy.
As you know, I also lived in Denver.
You've
no, I haven't
everywhere.
Lived everywhere, but I've lived a lot of places.
Almost.
And I remember crazy things happen when you're a mile high.
Well, that's true. That's yeah. true. I saw a picture of the snowplowing the yeah. hail in Denver, in Colorado, which is crazy. In August? What caused that? Did you get any information on what that was all about?
It's just cold air. It's something to do with cold air. No, warm air rises, cold air sinks or something.
Yeah.
Same problem with the, because Denver's in a valley. We need Brooke Richardson to tell us all of this.
We definitely need a meteorologist
yes.
to fill us in on all these weather phenomena. But Mauna Kea, I think it's interesting, is considered to be the tallest mountain in the world, which I always thought that it was Everest, but apparently it's one of the tallest.
I stayed on that island for a week once.
I have too.
It is a beautiful place.
One of the most beautiful places in the world.
Yes.
I loved Hawaii. I had the opportunity to go camping.
Oh.
And so it was interesting. The fellow I was with at the time was actually participating in the Ironman, which is the big triathlon, one of the biggest yeah. triathlons in the world. And so we would spend a couple of days camping and a couple of days in luxury hotels, which was really fun.
yeah, I stayed at there's a Mauna Kea resort, which I think was a Rockefeller resort. It was a beautiful, luxurious place,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think there was a telephone on the place. And this was pre-cellular.
Yeah, even better.
And so for a week, you were just cut off from the rest of the world.
That's a true vacation right there.
Yes.
That's a true
vacation.
It takes
a couple of days to sort of get used to it, but
mm-hmm.
It's, that is a true vacation.
Well, it was funny because I went to one of the, there's a, like a museum, you know, the volcano mm-hmm. museum. And so I went to that and they had big signs that says, do not take anything from the island with you as a tourist when you go home. Mm-hmm. I thought, yeah. So I took shells. I took a couple of pieces of lava, blah, blah, blah. And it said, you will have bad luck. If you take this, because the goddess Pele, who runs the island, does not like people taking things off the island.
Mm.
And I thought, well, that's such a nice little legend. So I get back to New York. I get a notice of eviction from my my landlord.
Serves you right.
No, and it had nothing to do with my payment. It had to do with something he was doing. And
yeah.
The next thing I know, I mean, all this terrible stuff happened. I packed it all up. I put it in an envelope. And the next day, I shipped it back to Hawaii and sent it to the museum there and said, please take this back. I've had terrible luck since I had this. And do you know? I don't know. Everything got better as soon as I sent that, mailed that stuff back. So, Goddess Pele, you have my humility. So you never know, but beautiful place.
Yes.
And lots of fun. We have our own little islands here.
Talking about weather, we were going to dinner on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lord, did the heavens open.
Wasn't that something?
Yeah, and the lightning.
Yeah, it's a little scary when these storms blow in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so where were you driving?
Yes.
That's not fun.
Well, we were going to go to the Ore House, but inside was full, so we'd have to be outside bar.
As
the rain was coming almost sideways. No, thank you.
No, not a good idea at all.
So we looked around and finally went back home and ordered a pizza.
Oh, gosh. Well, I had fun on Saturday.
Yes.
That's where you go, what'd you do, Meg?
Meg, what did you do? Something interesting, I hope.
Well, I don't know if it's interesting to anybody else, but it's about time for football season.
Oh.
So we're only about 2 weeks away.
No.
So besides who's counting the days, so our Georgia Bulldog Club, the Panhandle Pensacola University of Georgia Alumni Bulldog Club, got together on Saturday for a preseason social, and we hung our Get Ready for Football banner at Miller's Ale House. It's right there on Davis Highway and Airport.
Oh, yes.
And so we hang that because that's where we have our official game watching party. So anybody that's moved here recently or might be a fan, you don't have to be an alumni to come. And we had a lot of fun. It was great. Everybody wore the red and black. We were getting in the spirit again. So season is right around the corner.
This is kind of off the thread here, but does Georgia have a football soccer team?
Yes, they do, actually.
Soccer team.
Yes, they have soccer, lacrosse. One of the best gymnastic groups in the world, one of the best tennis programs in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, quite a lot, very versatile. Of course, the football gets a lot of attention, but
That's the moneymaker.
Yes, probably so. Although I have to say, some of the other ones do too nowadays. Hmm. I don't know, it's interesting. That'd be a whole other discussion about how much our amateur, what once were amateur sports are now becoming semi-professional, it seems.
Yeah. I've listened to some people supposedly knowledgeable in the game, including an ex-college coach, and they say almost to a man that it will be the death of college football, the NIL.
Right. I'm not thrilled with
the portal.
I'm not thrilled with it.
I don't really know enough about it to have an opinion, but I do know the old system where people were paid under the table was not good.
Mm-hmm. That was going on quite a bit, especially in SEC, I would imagine, and some of the other Big Ten. They were alumni were basically taking care of the NIL.
Exactly.
that's how that was working.
But on the other hand, I know that if a young man plays football at a very high level at college, risking his body and future, he should be paid.
There's a lot to be said for it, but they do get a scholarship typically. Not all of the players are on scholarship, but that's part of it. They do get a lot of perks, I would say.
But you hear stories, though, if they get injured, they're sort of cast aside, whether they've finished there.
I don't know about that, but that would be unfortunate for sure.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, we've got to take a quick break while we're thinking about that.
And yeah, we're talking about something we know nothing about.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're an expert on a few things, Malcolm and I, but not on everything.
Not on everything.
And if you have a question or comment, please feel free to text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a minute. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Malcolm Ballinger is here with Ballinger Publishing. And one of the things that Malcolm is so good about is talking about things that happen in our local community. And so we have still continuing, even though we're coming to the end of summer. Bands on the Beach is happening again right on Tuesday nights, every Tuesday night now until October. And tomorrow night, it'll be at 7 o'clock. It's at the Casino Beach Pavilion. And tomorrow night's band is Paper Chase. They're based in New Orleans. Paper Chase is the Gulf Coast, and it has big capital letters. Ultimate Party Band. Hey, hey. So if you want us party, I guess this is the one to see. We specialize in musical ADHD, playing all your favorite songs mashed up into one energetic show. Everything from rock, country, pop, hip-hop, and more with a little comedy. That sounds like fun.
Yeah.
So here's the good news. It's free. It's on the beach. Yes. And you said you went last week.
If you haven't been in some time, which I haven't, we went a little bit early thinking that traffic would be a problem.
Right.
Was not.
Was not. And okay.
We parked in the Casino Beach parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then just leisurely walked up and
got a spot.
Got a spot and enjoyed the evening.
Well, you know, was it hot? I mean.
Well, it was hot, but there was a great breeze coming from the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really very, very pleasant.
And you get to see the sunset.
Yes.
I bet it was beautiful.
Yes. And then after we'd eaten our sandwich, I walked over to the Sugar Shack, got a double helping of ice cream.
Well, there you go. Now we're talking.
And... So that sort of completed the evening.
Yeah, that's a fun thing. I mean, the concerts are typically a couple hours, so you could either eat beforehand or you could still eat afterwards. It's not too, some people like late dinner. It's really a lot of fun. And especially now, like you said, it's not really the off season. It never really is an off season, but it is nice to head out there when it's not quite as crowded as in July. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, well, good. Okay. So tonight's Paper Chase.
And, of course, Cat Country were there.
That's right. Our sister station comes out.
Brent was the MC.
Mm-hmm. So you can have a little fun with them. So that's the good news.
And then Thursday evening, I went to the Parade of Homes kickoff.
Oh,
they
yes.
gave the awards for the homes.
How
for
was
the builders.
That?
It was great. They the builders, they enter the homes, obviously, in the Parade of Homes, but they're also judged homes based on the price points, etc.
Oh, nice. Awards. Okay.
So it's a very nice occasion. It's good to recognize builders that do exceptional work.
Well, one of the reasons that Malcolm's so involved with that is because Pensacola Magazine is the official Parade of Homes guide for the event, which was this past weekend. But if you were busy or you had getting the kids back to school and had other things going on, you can still see all the houses, all the layouts, all the floor plans in this issue of Pensacola Magazine. So that's what I love because I get a chance to still look and see.
Yeah.
And it's very handy.
If you're thinking of buying a new home, remodel a home, looking for a realtor, then it's great information.
Yes, for sure. Also great information is you've got the new August issue of Downtown Crowd is out.
Yes, which I forgot to bring a copy.
That's okay. I love that particular paper. Yeah. What I do is I keep a copy with me, obviously doing radio every day. I like to try to keep up with what's happening. Yeah. And good grief, I was just talking to a friend here at the station. I said, can you have somebody write down for me everything that's happening? Because there's so much happening now in the fall. All the festivals coming up, all the different events, lots of, I'm happy to see lots of food distribution events going on in our community. I mean, just so many things.
Before it goes out of my head.
Uh-oh. Quick. quick, everybody.
Yes. You know, last week I made a comment that I thought I didn't have a British accent anymore. It
was yes, you did make that comment.
Well, in the past week, several people have said to me, "You were kidding, weren't you?"
No, he wasn't. And he sincerely doesn't think he has one.
Well, yeah, I mean, think to your own situation. Do you think you have an accent?
Well, we talked about this. I mean, I think I have less of an accent than most people in this area. I don't talk like that, and I'm not real.
You don't have a Georgia accent, that's for sure.
Well, I had many dollars and many voice coaches to let that go when I went to New York and got in the business. The very first thing agents said to me is, "You've got to get rid of the," because I used to talk like this, real high pitched, and
very sad.
I know it was cute for a while, but then not for very long. But I'm actually a Southern dialect coach, so I can coach people. I can do a different accent for every state. So I was able to. But what happens for me is my friends up north, when I talk to them, they start laughing. They go, "God, you sound so Southern." And I said, "Really? Really? I do?" Because I say y'all, and I say, you know.
Now, you have a no accent, a sort of.
I hope that's what I'm shooting for, but I think it's still.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when it comes, when I get upset or mad, I turn into
and
a
that never happens.
Never. Then the rare occasion. Stop laughing. Then it comes out. All right, we got to take a quick break. But you, what is your consensus? Have you been convinced yet you still have a British accent or not?
I am convinced, yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, like I said, you must be joking. Of course you have a British accent.
I'll just have to play it back for you sometime so that you can...
Well, I do listen on...
the podcast.
On the podcast, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's very like yours. It's still, to me, it does not sound British. It sounds... I don't know if mid-Atlantic
okay,
is the right
then.
Expression.
So just go have another cup of coffee, and we'll be back
but
in just
I'm
a minute.
But I'm convinced by what people have told me.
This is Pep Talk Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a thought or comment, please feel free to text it in 850-437-1620. We'll be right back on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Got a shout out this morning from Vicky. She's one of our regular listeners. She's with Perdido Title Solutions, and she says, we have three of the UWF Talent Catalyst intern employees in our office, and their respective supervisors couldn't be more satisfied with their work. We're hopeful to hire them upon graduation. Laura, Swan, and UWF are wonderful to work with. We enjoy mentoring them through the process. So if you're looking for quality employees, you should contact Laura Swan at UWF. So a shout out to the good work they're doing there. Thank you, Vicky.
I can emphasize that we have interns mm-hmm. from the English department at UWF.
Oh, no
one
kidding.
Or two every year, every year, usually over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a great job. I am really, really impressed. In fact, several of them have become employees.
Isn't that great?
Yeah,
that's super.
Yeah, young people out there, if young people listen to our program.
There's a few. I think it might be a few.
Yes. It is great to do internships because you develop relationships, not only within that company, but mm-hmm. outside the company. And you'd be amazed that one day it is going to pay off for you.
Oh, absolutely. I know someone that I won't mention her name, but she interned with me when I was over at the chamber and has gone on to do great things. And she's now very involved in the hospitality industry and mm-hmm. is doing fantastic. And it all kind of started with that initial, I think, internship and learning about the business and getting excited about it.
Yeah, I still get calls from around the country where mm-hmm. People say, so-and-so was an intern. How did you find it? Well, she was with us for 120 days, but great.
Right. Great reference to have.
Yes, because employees know that anybody can sort of play the game for 90 days.
Right.
But the real person starts to come out after 90 days.
Well, sometimes after 9 days. Malcolm, it's always a pleasure to have you. If you are interested in what's happening in our community, do check out Downtown Crowd. It's a newspaper that you can find just about anywhere, right, Malcolm?
Just about anywhere.
Okay, and then there's Pensacola Magazine, and new issues coming out in September.
That is correct.
Weeks.
Yes, we're working on the new edition right now.
Okay. Great to have you here this morning, Malcolm. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel.